Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Lauren Harvey, Executive Director, Weather Vane Playhouse, and Ben Smallwood, who you better get to know this name because this young man's going to be busy at the Weather Vane this summer as he is going to be in all four plays. So just keep that in mind. Cloudy skies throughout the day today. Chance of showers as well. High near 66. And then for tomorrow and this evening, cloudy skies and a chance of rain. Now, Joel, you missed it. The most important thing that I heard so far this morning from these two.
Okay.
Ben looked right over at Lauren and said, "Where are you taking me for breakfast?" I mean, that was it. Not, you know, hey, what do we got to say? What do we got to do?
He's got all that stuff down. It's where is my next meal coming from? That is a true artiste.
And I mean, maybe he's the true struggling artist because, like, are you paying? Well, no, I guess I can go. He knows. Look, he's just shaking his head. Where would you want to go for breakfast? I'm going to shame her into taking you to breakfast.
There's no shame at all. I'm not picky.
He'll eat anything.
Got to hang out in so long.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you've been gone doing everything everywhere else, which is great. Booked and blessed.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about this. You're back. You said this is the third year, I believe, with the Weather Vane Playhouse. For a person who's in this, what makes it so fun to come back here to Newark and be a part of the Weather Vane?
I think this Weather Vane and the Newark community are really wonderful. There's a reason Weather Vane has so many people come back season after season. I mean, talking to friends of mine that I've made here over the last few years that are already like, so excited to come back. Just, it's a great environment. I think Weather Vane does an awesome job of both producing really, really wonderful, exciting work, but also it's such a great learning opportunity for young artists and, you know, new people to the professional theater world. So I think all of that together just makes it a really appealing contract for a summer.
I'm curious, what do you view as a young artist?
I started, my first show was the summer after my junior year of college. So that age, people in college starting to, you know, dip their toe into professional theater. I went and studied theater in college. So it was really great to put my training to the test for the first time at Weather Vane.
Nervous? No. That first time when you walked out there?
Oh, it was.
I wasn't talking about now in front of us. Because he's like, what, you guys are nothing.
It was a little bit, yes, for Million Dollar Quartet. It was funny because we all played all the instruments live in that one. It was such a blast. And we all were in a group chat before the four quartet members. And it was, I think, before the first rehearsal, we were all terrified. Because we were like, we've never done this show. You know, the music's hard. It's, you know, 20-some songs. And we all got together the night before. We were like, we just have to play it. Under a no stakes, like, we just have to do this for ourselves. And I think we had a great time. And I mean, I love that show so much. Since the one at Weather Vane, I've done it three more times just throughout the country.
Where do you go?
I did Million Dollar in Marshall, Michigan. I did it in Bennington, Vermont, and then in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I've done it three times over the last year. And then I just got back from Rock Island, Illinois, where I did Heartbreak Hotel, which is a biographical musical about Elvis.
Mm-hmm. So you're really into the musical part of this thing. So we'll get into Grease coming up here in a little bit, and Jesus Christ Superstar and the other ones. But, you know, Lauren, you get somebody in here like Ben, you can see the passion right away. That's what's got to make your job pretty easy. Although you really have to go through a lot of folks to get them in and say, okay, yeah, this is the person we want here. This is the person we want here. But when you have the passion of somebody like Ben, it does make it a little easier.
Yeah. And I mean, we just said he's been with us for three seasons, and we have some also more returning folks that have been with us that long. So it makes our job easier once we have some people that have been with us for a while, you know. But then we also had to bring in that fresh blood, you know, a new perspective. And, you know, at some point, as much as I don't want to say it, folks like Ben will get so big they can't come back to little Newark, Ohio. So we have to start bringing in that fresh blood, that young talent, you know, in college where they get their first professional experience. So it's kind of a teeter-totter, I guess, of like, you know, you want to bring back the same people, but then also you want to bring in that new talent to continue to grow them as well.
Do you find a lot of that new talent here? Because I know there's a lot of great local talent here in the area.
We do utilize some local talent. We've been trying to do a little bit more of that. But Jennifer, our artistic director, goes across the country and does auditions at various colleges. And gosh, it's too early for me to think.
Since you haven't had breakfast yet.
Correct. Yeah. We need to get on that. but she travels, and she's the one that's finding this talent, and she's the one that's deciding, oh, who can they play in each show? How can we keep them the longest? Like, that is her method. Like, that is not something I am good at. So I just say, okay, yeah, you do it, and you write it down, and let me know what you want to do, and I'll say, yeah. yeah. So
I need a boss like that.
But everybody's got to know their place, and everybody's got to know where you fit. And you got to set the lineup first, and then try to find the plug and play actors and actresses that make sense.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So that's why. So Ben's in all four of the main shows this summer. So he's Roderick Usher in The Fall of the House of Usher, and then in Grease he just said it, and I forgot.
Johnny.
He's Johnny in Grease, and then we go to Jesus Christ Superstar, and he's Judas. So Roderick Usher and Judas are his two big roles, mm-hmm. and then we end the summer with Pride and Prejudice, and he is...
Mr. Wickham.
Mm-hmm. So he has two bigger leading roles and then two supporting roles. So it would kind of be crazy to give him four lead roles. That's a lot in a summer.
That's what I was gonna
So it's like, how do you utilize these people to give them some big stuff and then still utilize them for their talents throughout the rest of the summer? So yeah, she has these big spreadsheets and plugs in and moves them around. And it's like, oh, if someone denies a contract, it's like, okay, who else? Who's the next pick? How can we slot them in? So it's... She's fantastic at what she does, and I'm just going to let her keep doing it as long as she wants to.
So then are you hands-off altogether with rehearsals then? I mean, do you sit in and say, Jennifer, I really liked how Ben sounded in this one part? Do you just stay out of all that then?
I mean, like, I'll come in and listen sometimes, but I am a very not... I like theater, but I'm not, like, trained in theater. I'm trained in administration and marketing and things like that with a passion for theater. So it's like, I like to say, okay, from a normal person's perspective, I didn't notice this very technical thing that you thought was wrong. Like, I didn't notice that. So sometimes I think it helps her to be like, okay, our normal patrons. That's Lauren's perspective. So... yeah. I like to make comments, but she knows to take them with a grain of salt because I don't know anything on that side.
Wow. How to foul that one up.
But again, everybody's got a place, and if you get the right pieces and parts into the mix, then the whole cake bakes and it's beautiful.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So do you help pick out the lineup of shows?
She does that too.
That as well.
Yep. So I mean,
what are they paying you for?
Exactly. No, I'm kidding. No, she and I work closely to be like, you know, I get a lot of feedback from the patrons of like, mm-hmm. we want to see this, or like out in the community, like we work really great with Explored Lincoln County. They're the whole reason why we are doing Grease. Dan and Carol put that bug in my ear years ago. And we're like, when are you going to do it? We want a sponsor, yada, yada. So it's kind of one of those, like, I take what I'm hearing, and then she takes what, you know, she knows will work, and kind of thinks like, how will this line up for the season and things like that. So we powwow a lot, but ultimately she presents it to our board of directors and they get the ultimate say. So this season actually looked very different when we first presented it, and we made some crazy changes in the middle of last summer to get this season, because we thought, you know, we gotta do something a little different. And that's why we brought in the concerts and we moved up the melodrama to August instead. So like, this is why we only have a four show core season, and then we have the concerts around it and things like that. So, you know, things change all the time. So this new formula, we hope, will work. We've had great success so far with our first concert, which is in early April. We have another concert later this week, Sweet Baby James. He's coming out on Thursday and Friday. Sold out the first show, added in that second show. So, you know, we think this formula is working, and hopefully we'll keep that around for a few years. And, you know, just trying to figure out what works for everybody and what our patrons want to see.
Well, and as you mentioned, I mean, you have to be receptive to what the community is saying to you. I mean, if you bring in Sweet Baby James, the James Taylor Show, and the first concert sells out, well, hey, I guess this is pretty popular.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I would think, hey, I'm going to bring this back on. You have to do that, especially in a community that's so tuned. That Newark and Licking County love the arts. I mean,
yes,
they just absolutely love the arts. So to be able to do that is fantastic. And the Weather Vane, longest running summer stock, correct?
Yep, in Ohio. Yeah,
that ought to tell you how much folks will support this.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time. Before we take a break, again, if you want to read off what the four shows are, the plays this year, the big shows, and let folks know when the dates are on those.
Yeah, so the Fall of the House of Usher, we open later this month, which is crazy to think about. That runs May 29th through June 7th. Then we go to Greece, which is June 12th through the 21st. We take a little bit of a break. Our children's theater is actually doing Footloose on the main stage. Normally they are in the children's theater, but that program is rapidly growing. As I said earlier, I don't always need to promote the children because the children sell themselves, and that's not a lie. We have wait lists for all of our children's programming, so it's a good situation that we're in. But we'll take a little break for them. They get a weekend on the main stage this summer, which is also new, and then a break for 4th of July, because we had gotten a lot of feedback that families want to go do 4th of July things now. Their wants and needs are changing. So after we come back from that break, we'll head into Jesus Christ Superstar, which is July 10th through the 19th. And then we'll end our four core season with Pride and Prejudice, which is July 24th through August 2nd.
And folks, if they want to get online, weathervane.org and just Weathervane Playhouse and just get the tickets out.
Yes, yep. Or come see us in the box office. We'll open our full-time hours in a couple weeks. So we'll be open Tuesday through Saturday for you. Right now, it's still easiest to get your tickets online because, as you can see, I'm on the radio and not at the box office. But yeah, online right now is the best way. If not, just come see us on a Wednesday or Thursday for our box office hours.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Lauren Harvey and Ben Smallwood with the Weather Vane Playhouse. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Chance of showers, high near 66, and then cloudy tonight. Chance of rain, and then sounds like a broken record. Tuesday, cloudy skies and showers likely, high near 61. That's the beauty of being in the Weather Vane Playhouse. So you get to be inside. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Well, now. It didn't used to be that way.
No, not at all. But, I mean, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up before we go to Ben. Boy, if folks haven't been up there, I mean, just the children's area, the kids where their theater is. The Weather Vane is just a beautiful, beautiful venue. I mean, you guys did a whale of a job with all the renovations and different things up there, did you not?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that was pre-me. The biggest renovation I was here for, it was actually my first year. It was in 2016, was when they were finishing the Matthew Trombetta Artistic Wing.
Yep.
So that summer, it was just like, okay, how do we get all this stuff in here? How do we get it set up? And that was so it's been nice that I've had this longevity to see some of the changes. But yeah, like the enclosure, I was not around for that. So the Weather Vane we see now is a Weather Vane I know. So I love hearing stories of like when people used to go out on 79 in the barn or in the tent. Like, I just love hearing those stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
beautiful. And you love where you are now more than
Correct.
Having lived through that.
Yes.
Okay. No doubt about
Understood.
That.
There was a subtle undertow of that. I just wanted to make sure I picked up on it.
All right, Ben, four play. You're in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
First off, why?
Because he's good.
Stop. I just love doing it so much. And I think the summer stock theater model is definitely not for the faint of heart. It is we work really hard to produce the shows in the pace we do, because generally the way it'll work is we rehearse, like this season, House of Usher, that will go into performances. While that show's performing, we're already learning Grease during the daytime. So that's when Usher finishes, Grease goes up, the next one. So it's just rehearsing all day, performing in the evening, going to bed, doing the same thing the next day, all summer, which is definitely a challenge. And I think especially around the middle of the third show is when we all start breathing a little heavier and walking a little slower. But, I mean, I think we're really lucky this season to have such exciting shows. And I think I love the fast-paced nature of it all. And I think how cool and exciting each project is in such different ways keeps the actors feeling fresh, feeling locked in, and will carry us through the end.
Now, when you're performing, because you do multiple shows over the course of nights during the runs of the shows, so is there a point where, like, third or fourth night, I'm just going to see if I can get my buddy on stage to crack a smile? Or, I mean, do you ever just do anything just to keep it fun for the actors?
Well, the answer in front of my boss, Lauren, is no, of course not. We provide the same show for every audience member all the time.
I know that's a lie. I know that's a lie.
Don't nobody in the listening area believe one word of that.
I think it's never, yes, it happens, but it's never like, ooh, I'm going to make you break and look bad on stage. Yeah. I think, especially last year when we did Robin Hood, that one, because it was a comedy version, and it was written just to have so many, like, bits that the actors bring in. Mm-hmm. So there were so many times during the performances, someone would try something new, and it was just so good. We were all having to cover our faces to not smile.
I love when accidents happen or, like, things that aren't supposed to happen, like something breaks or whatever. Like the staff during Sherwood, like with the staff that they used in a scene literally broke in half. And they're just like, I don't remember what Taylor had done. But, like, it was just one of those, like, how do you improv in that moment? Those are my favorite moments, even though they're not supposed to happen. Like, I just love seeing that improv and how good these actors are on stage, because that's not something I would do. I would panic and scream.
And hence why you're behind the scenes.
Correct. I'm front of house and not on the stage.
What's harder, then, the straight play or the musicals like Grease? Like Pride and Prejudice and Grease. I can't think of anything that are a little bit disparate than each other than those two. So which one?
I think one of the exciting things about this specific script of Pride and Prejudice is it's a little bit more comedic. It's a little bit more accessible to an audience. The language isn't super duper heightened old school. So I think, honestly, there's a little more, it seems strange to say, but a little more in common between Grease and Pride and Prejudice than you would usually think. But I think they definitely both present a lot of different challenges. Obviously, with Grease and Superstar, it's learning music, it's learning choreography, it's dancing, all that. And then having to do all that on top of effectively telling the story, you know, communicating the character, where with Pride and Prejudice and House of Usher, you're really able just to get into the really specific scene work and character work. And when you don't have to worry about singing and dancing, it can all be about the acting, which I know for some people, I have a lot of friends that don't really enjoy one or the other, but it's so fun to do both and get both perspectives on that.
So do you have a process, like if you're doing the Fall of the House of Usher and you're prepping for Grease during the day, are there triggers? Is there any kind of mechanism that's like, I don't want that character to bleed into the other character? So do you have to kind of snap your fingers and go, okay, I'm this guy right now and I'm this guy later tonight?
I think that I struggled with that last season, especially because Robin Hood, going into SpongeBob, going into Addams Family were all very silly, funny comedy shows. Mm-hmm. I think luckily this season, we kind of, Usher is pretty serious. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Edgar Allan Poe. It's a little darker. And then the contrast between Grease is going to be enough that, like, that's not so much of a concern. And then Jesus Christ Superstar, while it is a musical, it's a dramatic one. And the music is so different from Grease that, like, those shifts, I think, especially for this season with so much contrast, is going to be a lot easier. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a lot of input on like the scripts and that? So if you said to Jennifer, I think we could tweak this here, or is it you just kind of stay right by what she's going with? Well, you're shaking your head over there.
There are every now and again exceptions, but generally the legal agreement we have with the people that license the scripts out is you are not allowed to change things, and the only way to change things is to write the licensing company and say, hey, can we change this?
Oh, really?
And there have been times where they're like, yeah, totally, you can adjust the wording of this. And sometimes they're like, no, we really need you to say it the way it's written.
Mm-hmm. Just leave it at that. I mean, is that something you would be the one to deal with?
Yes, that is something I do. That's why I get paid. They're pretty strict. And, you know, if you don't follow the rules, they'll send a cease and desist. And it's not fun. Mm-hmm. So that's why anytime someone's like, can we do this change? I'll be like, no. No.
Don't do that.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm to go back to Ben a little bit about, you know, and Joel mentioned about how you kind of keep them apart, those different characters and those kind of things. What is it that makes, you hear all the time, I got into character. I really felt that I was this person or that person. I mean, is there a moment for you where you're just like, all right, I got this?
I always hope so. Nothing is scarier than going on stage like, ooh, I hope I know what I'm doing.
Do on radio. Don't worry about it.
I think it's a lot about prep work beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm working on House of Usher right now, and the goal is to be so familiar and comfortable with the material that once we get into rehearsals, it's just trying things and playing and figuring out what works for the overall arch of the story. And then the goal is by the time the show's open, we've done it so much and it's rehearsed and the work before we got here and everything, like all of that preparation is there so you can forget about all of it and just be with the people you're on stage with.
Yeah. Props and those kind of things, I think sometimes we forget about those folks too behind the scenes. Who works on those?
So we bring in a whole separate staff to do all of the technical side. So props, scenic, lighting, sound, all of that. Jen is pretty skilled in all of those areas, so she's a great mentor to everyone that comes in. But yeah, we bring in a whole technical staff for all of those things. And, you know, without them, like, our actors are great, but like, we gotta have the set done for the show. You know, that's a whole different element that people don't think about. And, you know, that quick turnover, think about it. So we end House of Usher on June 7th and we open Grease on June 12th. They have like 3 days to get the set changed over, which is crazy to think about. So if you've never been in the space and seen multiple shows in a row, it's kind of interesting to see how the stage can be transformed so quickly.
Yeah,
but yeah, they are all great in what they do. And once again, things that I can't do. I offer to paint. I'm very good at painting solid colors on things.
Stay in the lines.
Well, they have numbers for her. For
I would love that then.
How can folks support patronage? I mean, memberships. What do folks need to do if they want to help out? Because again, I mean, that's you survive all this time because of the good folks of the community stepping up with their pocketbooks as well. What do they need to do?
I mean, really, come see the shows. Help us sell them out. That is the biggest thing. We want to see people in the seats. When you're there, grab something from concessions. That also helps, whether it's a candy bar or, you know, maybe you grab a beer or something. Really, those are the two that's we want you in the seats. That's why we do what we do. But if you ever feel so inclined, we would love you to make a monetary donation or your time. You know, we're always looking for volunteers for concessions, for ushering, for weeding the flower beds, things like that. Like, we're always looking for people to come in and help. We know times are tough right now, and you know, you got to pay your bills first before you can have some fun. But you know, if you can't afford to pay for a ticket, come talk to me. Mm-hmm. How can we get you to volunteer? I'd love to slip you into a show if you give us your time, things like that. So we want to make theater accessible to everyone, regardless of, you know, life circumstances. So yeah, buy tickets, volunteer, donate to us. We have our big fundraiser coming up in June. We have our cabaret coming back, and we're partnering with the Newark Station. We'll be in the Earthworks Cafe and Lounge. A little bit different from years past if you've been to this. So it's $30 a ticket, and then you get to pick your meal and pay for it while you're there. You don't have to buy it up front and get a one-size-fits-all meal that you may or may not like. But you'll see our actors from the summer showcase songs that they typically use as audition pieces. Ben, have you... I don't remember what you submitted.
What did I submit? Oh,
one from the Shrek musical, which I love the Shrek show. It's really great. And then... I think I had just said any of the Million Dollar Quartet stuff because it's all I use for auditions.
Yes. Yeah. So you'll get to kind of see them outside of their normal element from what you're seeing on the stage, which is also nice. So mm-hmm. we'll have them. So buy your tickets. We'll have some fun auction raffle things for you to participate in. Those are the biggest ways to get involved.
And to do that, just go on the website for the cabaret. Will there be tickets that day, or you want everything...
We hope to sell out ahead of time.
Sure.
Wink, wink. You can't see me winking, so that's why I'm saying it. Because we can only fit so many in that.
Yeah,
so it's a one-night thing, so if you want to come support us, mm-hmm. get your tickets early.
Right on.
What did you play in SpongeBob? Please tell me it was Mr. Krabs.
No, I was the newscaster fish.
Okay.
Like the breaking news.
It's perfect that he's here today.
Oh, he would have been great, though, as Mr. Krabs. I could just see him as Mr. Krabs. He'd have been great. Well, as always, Lauren, it's great to have you in. Ben, a pleasure to have you. I know you're going to be a busy young man over the next couple of months. Wish you nothing but the best. And, Lauren, the Weather Vane, we've been out. My wife and I have been there for shows. It's just a great place to see the show. So, again, if anybody wants any more information, weathervaneplayhouse.org. It's all right there for you. And you can get it there. So good luck this season.
Guys,
thank you so much.